just dry off when you get wet? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you all stand this morning for the reading of God's word? There is just something in the air this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know. You know, the Lord's got a sense of humor. And I don't know. It's just good. It's my neighbor. Oh. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share the word this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Psalms. And I'm going to be reading Psalms 27. And I think you're familiar with this, a lot of verses in this chapter. But sometimes you'll be familiar with a verse, but you won't really know how it fits in with everything else. So as I'm going to share this, and I just thank God for his word. Can you say thank you for your word, Lord? And we stand on your word, Lord. Oh, we do, we do. Okay, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now listen to that. It's like, why do we even think that we ought to dread, which it says that we shouldn't dread, and we shouldn't be afraid? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. He is my refuge and stronghold of my life. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And though a host encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear, though war rise against me, even then in this will I be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek and inquire for, and I'll insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. Now, I guess that's talking about when we get to heaven, isn't it? No. It's talking about now being in his presence. Listen to this. One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, I'll inquire for, and insistently I require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life. That's now. That's not talking about heaven. It's right now we dwell in the house, in his presence. To behold and to gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. That sounds like Psalm 91, doesn't it? Does that sound like Psalm 91 to me? So in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter, and in the secret places of his tent will he hide me. He will set me high up on a rock. I won't need to be hid when I get to heaven, church. I need to be hid in him right now. Amen. So, now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. In his tent I will offer sacrifices and shouting of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Have mercy and be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. Inquire for it and require my presence as your vital need. Lord, will I seek and I'll inquire for and I'll require of necessity and on the authority of your word. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, cast me not off, neither forsake me. O God, my salvation. So although my father and my mother have forsaken me, yet the Lord will take me up and he'll adopt me as his child. That shows you the love of God. He loves you more than your mother and your father. And you talk about a mother's love. There isn't anybody that loves you more than God. And in this world, even if your mother and your father forsake you, he says, I will lift you up. You are mine. Is anybody in here hearing this morning? Glory to God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain and even path because of mine enemies, those who lie in wait for me. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me. They breathe out cruelty and violence. what, listen to this, what would have become of me had I not believed the Lord that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? That's right now. If I had not believed that the Lord's goodness is for right now, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. Now, what did you come here for today? Now, have you got your hope on? Is your head in hope? You're going to imagine the things of God this morning. All right, let's praise Him.
I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in His name. I believe that He died to free us. I believe that He rose from the grave. I believe He was born of a virgin. I believe He was a sacrificial lamb. I believe He ascended to the Father. I believe that He's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe He was an ordinary man. I believe He left us with His Spirit. I believe He wants to fill every man. I believe His mercy every morning. I believe He's the Ancient of Days. I believe His thoughts are always on us. I believe He's forever the same. On this rock He will be. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand.
Come on now.
The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe where two or more are gathered, He's in the midst, He's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountains, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock He will build His church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock He will build His church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in His name. I believe
that He died to free us.
I believe that He rose from the grave. I believe
He was born of a virgin.
I believe He was a sacrificial lamb.
I believe
that He ascended to the Father.
I believe
that He's coming back again.
You said you just took a stand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Did you know you said that? Or was it just, oh, that's a nice song there, brother. I'm glad that's got a good tune to it. No. You made that declaration with your mouth. The gates of hell shall not prevail against me and my family and my church. Amen. Anybody in my church is my family, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. Amen. Glory to God. Get them going.
I'm having issues here.
Amen, amen.
There's something wrong with it. Yeah.
There you go.
I am, but the last song I did, it wasn't working. Just play the song.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise?
Come on, yes.
And the blind set free. Yes, it's true. And I believe it. I'm living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. Is it true today that when people pray with the fire of God and the truth in hand, we'll see miracles, we'll see angels sing, we'll see broken hearts changing history? Yes, it's true, and we believe it. We're living for you. Story maker in this land.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your heart. Into your heart.
I'm gonna be
a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your heart. Into your heart.
Confessing that you believed in prayer, that you were a history maker. Oh, you got quiet on me there. You mean I confess that? Well, you said I'm going to be, I believe. You just said you believed in miracles. All right, come on, talk to me, church. Hallelujah. And my Bible says you can have what you say. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, now I want to tell you something. We got us a new song here, and I want you to get into it. Do you remember there's a story in the Old Testament about three Hebrew young men? We call it the three Hebrew children, but they were youth. And they simply refused to do something. Does anybody know that story? What was their names? Okay, what was it they refused to do? They didn't bow down. Who did they say they would only bow down to? To God, right? All right, now they had an elder gentleman there that was also Hebrew, that was kind of an advisor and a mentor to them, who advised them on how to, you know, be true to God. And I'm trying to remember what his name was. Ooh, I heard it. It was Daniel, yeah. Now, I seem to think that they were trying to get rid of Daniel because he kept praying and bowing to the Lord, and he wouldn't quit doing it. And what did they try to do to him? Throw him in the lion's den. Well, now let me ask you, those first three Hebrew children, did they get burned up? What happened to them? Somebody showed up. Somebody showed up in the midst of the fire, right? They showed up in the midst of the fire because they refused to bow down and only said, we only bow down to the Lord. And not only did they not burn, they came out not even smelling like smoke. Right? And then Daniel, because he would pray to God, and he ended up being punished. Now, what did they do to Daniel? Put him in the what? Lion's den. Now, that was a sad story, I guess, because poor old Daniel, I just assumed he would just eat up, right? He wasn't eating up. What happened to Daniel? He probably made pets out of them, didn't he? And when old Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king in both of these situations, saw what their God can do, it turned the nation and turned his heart around. Now, he had to go through another little thing of pride, 7 years acting like a wild animal. But the day his senses came to him, and he said, I acknowledge thee, God. Now, you want people to acknowledge God and to change their lives. You make your stands for God and say, you know what? No compromise on this girl. I don't bow down to anybody else. Hallelujah. Well, that was a good Bible story this morning. So now let's sing that We Cry Out.
Glory be revealed, and we have seen all that you've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to you, your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us, you have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations bow down to you. glory be revealed. And we have seen all that you've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Praise your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out. Great is your glory, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right, now you know the song. Now let's do it. How many had ever heard this song before? Had ever heard this song before. So it's new, right? Boy, I tell you what, let's do it again then. You're going to learn it today. Amen. You'll go out here going, we will cry out to you. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Stir yourself up. Amen. God has done so much for us. We ought to be able to go out of here of this church this morning, and when we see somebody, the reflection and the countenance of the Lord should be so strong upon our faces, they're going to say, well, where have you been? And you can say, I have been with the body of Christ, and we have been in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Wait just a minute. Get on the mic so everybody can hear you. Hallelujah.
You know how we've been praying for Brandy, and I haven't heard from her for like a while, and I was concerned, and I got a letter from her, and that she's been working, and they was giving away a Bible. She's been going to church every night, and they was giving away a Bible. And they said, whoever brings, and Brandy wanted this Bible so bad, and whoever brings the most to church tonight gets that Bible. And Brandy brought 31 people to church.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. And she's doing just what this says. Where she's shining the light. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's all about worshiping Him, isn't it? And you know, this, as we come to the time that we just think about the cross. I want you to be seated just a minute. And we're going to go keep playing, Kins. Okay. We go into this song. It's talking about the majesty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hands. Probably the first time I was really alive, all of us, was when we found Jesus Christ. And then when we got filled with the Holy Spirit, it just elevated it to another level. Changed by His love, not His condemnation, not His judgment. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten into the world, that whosoever believeth in Him shall be saved. Amen. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him would be saved. So what does He offer you today but love? And that love that He gave me is what I have to give to you. I don't give you condemnation. I don't give you judgment, because that's not what I got at the cross. He took it all. Now, right now, during the next two worship songs, the ushers have some slips of paper. They're going to, you raise your hand. And I know we do this about the first Sunday of the month when we have communion. If you've got a specific prayer request or a specific need, it may be something in your life or somebody you know, and you want to take it to the cross, and you want to leave it. Because when we leave things, bring things here, you leave them. And you leave them, and let them be upon His shoulders and not upon my shoulders. Amen. So you raise your hand if you've got a specific thing, and they'll hand you a paper. You can write the prayer request down on. Danny and Miss Lighty want to be on this side. I see a couple of hands going all around. They're going to bring you a paper. And when you get it written down, you come on up. And when you nail that prayer or that request, you believe that it's done. Amen. Play it again, honey.
Forever I am changed by presence of your majesty.
Majesty.
your love. In the presence of your majesty,
oh hallelujah, as we worship and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you and we magnify you. You know, Paul said, I sing with my understanding and I sing in the spirit. He said, I pray with my understanding and I pray in the spirit. So in your worship this morning, you feel free to worship.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. Almighty Father, hallelujah. Holy, holy is your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ronnie, give me a C. I think that's... There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, now. We've sensed those awesome, sweet presence of the Lord. And right now, if you have a need, I just want you to stand up there where you are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just stand right there in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just reach up. Just imagine with your hope that you just feel his hand just coming down and grabbing hold of yours and just saying to you, my child, I have everything you need this morning. Tell me what's on your heart today. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit. You know, church, we don't get many services like this, and it's not God's fault. Let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. You need to get saved this morning. and you'll know what we're talking about. Come on up here, and our pastors will pray for you. And you can go out of here a child of God. Or you may say, you know what? I'd like that baptism of the Holy Spirit. While the sweet presence of the Lord is here, just like it was on the day of Pentecost, when they were all in unity and in one accord, and the Holy Spirit fell like tongues of fire ascended upon them. You come on up, and I know you're going to get it, because he said he'd give it to anybody that asked for it. And you'll go out of here so totally different, so totally aware of the presence of God in your life. Now, I'm going to ask all of you who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where you're sitting, I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Just begin to offer up these prayers to God. Just begin to pray. That's it. Come on. Just begin to pray as you cry out to God. Pray in that Holy Spirit. Some of you said, you know, I've not prayed in the Holy Spirit in a long time. Well, maybe it's time you begin to do that again. You'll find out you complain a lot less. You'll find out your days are a lot more filled with joy if you just pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Before him, just pray. To yourself, quiet. Oh, praise you, Jesus. As we pray, in the presence of the Lord today. Oh, we cry out to you, Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. I believe there's somebody listening online this morning that the same sweet presence of the Holy Spirit is touching your life. If you just yield to that right now. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for touching each baby in this church. I thank you for touching each child, each youth, with the presence of your Holy Spirit, stirring up inside of them, Father, all that word they've been taught, and the presence of your Holy Spirit in your lives as they let that flow out of them and not quench what God's doing in their lives today. There may be some children here today, or there may be a teen. And you say, you know, I want this presence in my life. This church is your church, and the presence of God is here to minister to you, no matter what your age is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I came to worship you. Thank you. Pastor. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.